Hi, I'm Jen Turner, and I'm a psychic medium.
Hi, I'm Nadia Thorman, and I'm like the Ryan Seacrest to her Teresa Caputo.
And we're here to have a normal conversation about weird stuff.
Welcome to
The Soul Spot.
Hello, friends.
Hello, everyone.
We are so hyped.
I mean, you had to like calm me down before
I did.
This.
She's like a little kid.
I'm so excited about this, though.
So, welcome to Manifestation May.
Yeah.
This is a series that we're going to do all throughout May, hoping to inspire and guide everyone in their own manifestation journeys.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
We're going to get like real into it.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited. So I started listening to the OG book, The Law of Attraction, over spring break on Audible. And many of you guys are familiar with this book. Many of you guys are familiar with just what the law of attraction is.
Right.
And most of us are familiar with or have heard of The Secret, which came out, I don't know, when did it come out? Early 2000s?
Yeah, I think so.
And it was kind of like made the circles on Oprah and
right.
Very mainstream, kind of brought the law of attraction into like everyday hands,
yeah.
Even people who weren't super, you know, woo-woo or
right.
Spiritual. It just became a really digestible, accessible way to explain the law of attraction.
Right. I want to say that, like, I mean, you mentioned that this is a 4-part series, and this one is all about, like, kind of why it is important and kind of like just the fundamentals of it. And we'll launch more and we'll get into more and more detail and more specifics and like color it in more. But we're kind of taking you guys back to like the beginning of how all of this started. And that's kind of where you are.
Right. Why is manifestation important? And I think as we were talking about this before we started recording, I even didn't realize it's important on so many other levels that aren't obvious.
Completely.
It's kind of hits into every spot about all of these spiritual practices we always talk about. So we are going to unpack it and we're going to get into the background of it.
And there's so much to unpack. And I hope, like, I think our hope for you guys in the next coming weeks is to have a really a really good understanding of what it means to manifest, why it's important, and really kind of understand how you can use this in your day-to-day life. So hopefully walk away with some tools to be able to help you manifest, but also just really like fundamentally understand it more and like how it relates to your spiritual practice.
Definitely. Should we talk about the law of attraction?
Yes, sorry. Yes,
okay,
yes.
No, this is good. So the law of attraction was written by Esther and Jerry Hicks, and it is based on conversations with Abraham.
Right.
Now, Jen, who is Abraham?
Oh my God. I love it so much. I was like, well, is this going to be like too weird, you think, for people? And you're like, oh, we're so far past that.
We're so far past that.
So Abraham is a conscious, like a spirit that has come through.
Like a spirit guide of Esther, right?
It's a spirit guide of Esther. And if I remember correctly, it gets a little bit more complicated because it's a collective.
Okay.
So sometimes like channels for like, so Esther Hicks is the author, I think, of this technically.
Her and her husband.
Jerry. So Esther and Jerry, but Esther is the channel. So
yes.
Esther channels. And for those of you guys who don't know what that means, it really is. It's like beyond mediumship, where they're no longer the medium. They just kind of become that spirit. So that level of that spirit being or that consciousness.
Yes.
Being, where they kind of overtake the physical body of somebody and use them to get messages across. So Esther is the channel in this particular situation, and she channels Abraham. And Abraham is kind of brought to her to bring her all of these teachings kind of from the other side. And this is kind of the outcome, like one of the first she has, Jerry and Esther have like a million other books and a million other kind of like things that they went on to do. But this is the big one of the law of attraction, which has really stood the test of time.
I think that hearing the way she really breaks down through Abraham, the way she really breaks down the reasons and these fundamental laws of the universe. It's all the why. And it's like really mind blowing and really cool.
I mean, we were listening to some of it and that's when I was getting pumped before recording, but I feel like we could do a podcast on like every 5 minutes that she talks because it's just gold. And I was telling Nadia that when I first was introduced to Abraham, it was, you know, part of you even doing this and even me being like way into this woo-woo stuff, part of me is like, we'll see. Like, there's going to be some things that I disagree with. There's going to be some things inevitably that I don't really like buy into or whatever. But literally every time I listen, it's like mind blowing. And even if I don't agree right away, I come around and find the point where it's like, oh, damn, that was like so much bigger than I was expecting it to be. It's just like mind blown every single time. So it's a really interesting, like just such an interesting spiritual teaching just in general.
And like all of these laws and principles, like you said, it's all you see it just replicated in every modern day self-help book, in every spiritual book. It's absolutely stood the test of time. And there are things that, like, I mean, people, even if you're not into anything woo-woo, these are just kind of basic laws of the universe that we've come to know and accept because we've seen them work and we've seen how they play out time and time again. So,
yeah, you know, when you were talking about like the laws of attraction, they say in this book, I think Abraham says that they are laws because they're absolute.
Right.
And what's interesting is I made reference to this on our Patreon page, like the episode about the doctor visit.
Yeah.
What is that noise?
I don't know. It's ice maker.
It's so loud.
We're at a hotel, you guys. This is living the high life.
You mean our podcast studio. But so we made mention, I think it was on the Patreon one, when I was told by this doctor to watch What the Bleep Do We Know. And it's this like super indie, low budget film or whatever, but it's all based on this. But in this, the reason that's like a cool kind of take is in it is that there's a ton of scientists who are like quantum physicists and stuff like that. And they talk about it being a law of like attracting like, mm-hmm. and energy build and like all of these things from a very, very scientific perspective. So it's just so cool because it really boils down to what this is. But the real spiritual teaching of it from a spirit being.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we're going to play you guys a clip. Keep in mind, this was recorded.
It might be a little creepy, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's all good. Hang on to the words.
Okay. Listen up.
But a series that is, by our estimation, the most important primary information for you to receive. For if you are able to grasp a few simple laws, and we call them laws because they are absolute. They are eternal, meaning they are forever. They are everywhere. As you are able to accept, acknowledge, and utilize these laws, then and only then will you be the deliberate creator of this wondrous physical experience. You are much more than you see in these physical bodies. And we know that is not always easy for you to see, as you are using only your physical senses to make the evaluation. But there is another part of you, greater and broader and older, that exists right now in the non-physical dimension. Now that is a surprise to most of you. For while many of you accept that you have lived before this, that there was something before this physical experience, and while many of you want to believe, you are hoping that there is something beyond this physical experience, very few acknowledge that right now, while you are physical, that there is a part of you, a greater part of you, that remains in non-physical dimension. We call it your inner being. Some of you call it your higher self or your soul. It matters not what you call it, but it is of great value for you to acknowledge that it exists. For there is wondrous guidance that is available to you through this inner you. As you are listening, you will become acquainted with these simple laws. And we will express to you also the process for opening a sort of passageway between the physical you and the inner you, that you may have the advantage of this great and glorious guidance. We come forth not to alter your beliefs, but to reacquaint you with the eternal laws of the universe, that you may intentionally be the creator that you have come forth to be. For there is not another who attracts into your experience that which you are getting. You are doing it all. You will hear in simple format these laws. And you will also hear processes whereby you may access the law for the accomplishment or the creation of whatever is important to you. Also, you will hear from our perspective the great value in understanding these laws, for it will lead you to the greatest exaltation that you will ever experience, and that is the glory of becoming an allower, not a tolerator, one who is truly in harmony with this world in which you are living, receiving joy from all of your exposure to what you are attracting to yourself. And in that, an adding unto that which you are from inner perspective. While we understand it is not easy for you to see beyond your physical perspective, it is our knowing that as you are hearing the words upon this recording, if you are wanting it, you will be guided step by step to what we are calling an awakening. A recognizing of the total you. We are wanting you to understand your value to all that is. For you are adding unto with everything that you do, with every word that you speak, with every thought that you think. We are wanting you to sense your value. For as we are interacting in this physical place, it is our acknowledgement that so many of you are not appreciating yourselves very much. Primarily, it is because you're not understanding the rules of this game. And so you're not understanding clearly how you are getting what you're getting. And so, for most of you, there are those things that you are wanting to get that you are not getting. And there are those things that you do not want to get that you are getting. And because you do not understand how it is coming, there is the tendency to blame others or to strike comparison. And in all of that process, you are not feeling very good about you. It is our absolute knowing that here you will hear the key. Or keys that will lead you to the life experience that you've intended even before you emerged into this body. We will assist you in fulfilling your life's purpose. And we know that is important to you, for as we are visiting with so many of you, it is a predominant question. Why am I here? And what can I do to make it better? How can I do what is right? And we are here to express all of that to you in detail.
Wow.
I mean, like,
we are like two old ladies listening to it, like nodding, like, yep, yep.
We are pointing at each other, like winking at each other, gazing into each other's eyes. And I'm looking at you over there, Jen, taking notes and circling words. And I have so many things I want to talk about in everything she said. And I love your bullet points because I think they're the same things.
Yep. Yep.
So like, let's start.
I mean, first of all, talking about the higher self, amazing.
Yes.
Because where do we even begin? It's like the higher self already knows how to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
So it already knows what your soul's being guided to. It already knows the lessons you need to know. And then now it's like us to be able to create a passageway, which you talked about, to connect with that.
I loved this whole sentence about you're creating a passageway from your soul to your physical self.
Yeah, your physical self to your inner self, like the inner you. Yes. And the physical you. Yes. Which is, yeah, like your higher self, all of that. So to create a passageway to connect, because the higher self already knows. Yeah. How to manifest and what you need. So I love that that's kind of like the starting point and like the jumping off point. And then one thing that you and I were both like jumping out of our seats for is when she talks about becoming an allower, not a tolerator. Mm-hmm.
This is huge, you guys.
Right?
It's huge.
I mean, it's such a beautiful energy shift and such a beautiful perspective change, like to become an allower mm-hmm. and not a tolerator.
You guys, this is so important for so many things. The first thing I think about most importantly, how we allow ourselves to receive love.
Yep.
And I think so many people, because of traumas in their childhood, just because of conditioning, because of false narratives they've taught themselves or that society's taught them, a lot of conflict and problems, especially in relationships, are because we don't allow ourselves to receive love.
Absolutely. I like how you went with like a really deep, meaningful one. And I was like, yeah, like when people cut you off when you're driving. That was like where my mind went.
But it is the law for everything.
It really is. I mean, like the smallest things are the biggest thing.
That's why they're laws.
It's because so true.
They really translate on every level.
Yep. It's like, how can you, and like it's the love versus fear and all of it, to come from that constant place of love and to come from a place of allowing. Like, I am allowing you to get into my lane. Be it like, you know, in the road or in life, like you're welcome to come in my lane. I'm allowing you, not just putting up with you, you know,
right.
It's loving somebody for something in spite of something, you know, not in spite of something. So that didn't make sense.
No, it did. And I think I've told this story on this show before. I don't know. But I had a road rage moment a few months ago where literally I was so mad. And I had such a shift. I've never done this before. I walked into my house. I was still feeling ragey. And then I thought to myself, literally, sincerely, I need to send this person love.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that was their reaction to what just happened, they have so much going on I know nothing about. And it wasn't coming from a place of like, I'll pray for you. I'm superior to you. It wasn't that. It was literally like, I need to sincerely send them love.
Yeah.
Because once I do that too, I release myself from that anger. I release myself from that toxic energy that's not mine.
Totally.
And I in turn gain peace from that. So yep. It's my reward, and it is also shifting the energy.
I mean, completely. Completely.
So yes, the road rage thing is a good example.
Okay, good. I'm glad that made sense. But yeah, I mean, to allow and not tolerate is like a really important thing. And I think this is one that a lot of people struggle with, because there are fine lines between having boundaries with something where it's like, I can't tolerate that, you know, or I can't allow that. And so there's like a fine line between that. But again, to connect with your higher self, you'll know what should be allowed and what shouldn't be allowed. And you truthfully know, like in your core, mm-hmm. when you can connect to that, you know, inside of you.
Right.
And we have so many examples of this, but yeah, to allow and not tolerate is a good one. And then another thing that like I kind of bulleted down when she was talking about is like, if you are wanting it, you will be guided to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to the want. So if you guys don't know, and if you haven't heard the want episode, it was from a few weeks back. Please listen to it. I think it's
favorite episode.
I think it's my favorite of all times, because it just hits on so many different levels, and you can really boil it down to the want. But basically the general idea is that we're always doing what we want, and we're kind of creating this life that we want, whether we are conscious of it or not. So I loved when Abraham says, if you are wanting it, you will be guided to it.
Right.
Because I'm such a believer in that.
Right.
So there's so much power in really like understanding what you want. My last point, I think.
You have a lot of notes there. I want to grab your notebook. What else did you write?
Well, you're not
going
to be able to read like my serial.
No, I know. I need you to translate it.
Okay. So, the other one was just when she references at the end comparison. Like yes. The comparison
yes.
of others, because when she talks about, and this is like the whole importance of what manifestation is like, you are capable of getting anything that you want. So know what you are attracting. And then, so she mentioned that you are sometimes people who are unhappy or what they're going through is because they are attracting things that they don't want and they're not able to attract the things that they do want, you know? So it's right. like this kind of crazy cycle. And because of that unhappiness, you draw comparisons towards others because why am I not getting that? But that person is.
Right.
So it just is like, it's just so cool because it goes back to an episode that we haven't aired yet. I don't know if it comes before or after this episode. I don't remember. But anyways, if you guys haven't heard about it, you'll hear about it. But when we talk about like the releasing judgment of people.
Yes.
And so it just all comes back to it. I mean, every single theme that we talk about, we are all so interlaced. Like all of the themes are so interlaced. They pull on every single one of each other.
It's crazy. It really is like an intersection of all the things.
Right. And so that's why we have sometimes a hard time sticking to the topic.
We get on like 20 different topics because they're all the same.
They all really boil down to like these same kind of themes. And then there's offshoots of them, which are amazing and really insightful and like helpful. But I mean, all of this, like that whole 2 minutes or whatever you played is, it's all of it kind of wrapped up into one of like how you need to open up the passageway, your higher self, what you want, how you're going to manifest it to stop comparing yourself to others, like all within 2 minutes.
You guys. Okay. Yes. And I'm so excited because we are going to break this down more. We are going to talk about more topics from this book in the upcoming weeks. And we are going to talk about real time practices that we can do to step into these things we want and feel them and experience them and manifest them. We are going to be giving daily tips for practical ways to manifest in our daily lives on Instagram and also on Patreon. We're going to have some special little videos and just things to get you guys pumped up. I know that this is such a hot, I mean, it's always been, but like, especially right now, I feel like everyone's talking about manifestation and I'm really excited for Manifestation May because I just like the way it sounds, first of all.
And for all of our patrons.
So
patrons,
pumped.
How come I can't?
Patrons.
Patrons. Oh my God. Okay. So for all of our patrons, this month's meditation is all about manifesting. So it's a manifestation meditation.
My favorite kind of meditation, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, I remembered what else I was going to talk about. So the way we can connect to our...
just love that you're bringing it back. Like, I love when we're in wrap-up mode and it's like we've got another point
to make. You know what? It's fine.
Keep going.
We're
going
to keep talking.
Keep going.
So something she talked about connecting the soul to... or the soul to the physical, the higher right. self to the physical... and I think that is a trick with a lot of people, and a lot of people aren't fully there. So we can get there through meditation, and
yeah.
we can get there through practicing that in those moments of stillness. Like, I had a moment today, sincerely, where I was just so stressed out. I freaked out on my kids. I felt like one of those days where everything was going wrong. And I stepped outside and I was like, okay, there's something to be said about grounding. Mm-hmm. Literally,
yeah.
feet in the grass,
yeah.
like breathing nature in nature and listening to the birds and just literally being outside.
Yep.
Even if whatever. It kind of completely takes you back to yourself. And I had this moment of mini meditation where I brought myself back to earth. And then I realized that everything I was freaking out about was all external noise,
mm-hmm.
and I was able to center, okay? So that's a tiny moment, but mm-hmm. I think the more moments you have like that to just get back to your higher self,
yeah,
to get back to release all of the nonsense around you, it becomes more second nature.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
I've got something on this. Do we
okay.
have time for a story?
Yes.
Okay. So, going outside and being with nature and like connecting, I think is so important. And it's always like for me, like near water or being around water outside is always like the best. I had this moment the other day and I have a story that I've literally haven't told anyone and I'm like sharing it right now. and I can't believe I haven't told anyone. It's because I couldn't put it into words before. But feel me on this. I think that when you go through hard times, you connect with your higher self more, or it's an opportunity to connect with your higher self more. It's almost like everything else is gone, but I've got this. So it's like kind of relying on connecting with that inner guidance, right? And I was 18 years old, and my father was in prison. I had just moved back from London. I didn't know my place in the world. We were living in a tiny apartment, and I didn't have a car. I didn't have like a lot of transportation. It was probably one of the hardest years of my life. Well, I was walking from this like tiny apartment to my friend's house, which was like maybe, I don't know, like 2 blocks away. It was from the apartments across the lake mm-hmm. to Casey's house.
Okay.
Okay. And I was walking, and it was like sun was shining. And I was kind of just like trying to, I was like inward, and I was meditating, and I didn't know that's what it was, but I was meditating, and I was walking by this like flower field. And I was thinking to myself, what if everything here is just a projection of like what I'm thinking? Huh. Okay. I remember having this moment and I'm like, this is so weird. And I'm walking like with my backpack in my uniform. And I'm like, this is so weird, but I just feel like right now I'm creating all of this. And I had that like really weird moment. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I remember it, and I remember exactly where I was. Fast forward 20 years. That flower field is my backyard.
Whoa. Yes.
Right?
Right.
And so I was
literally, it's her backyard,
literally like my backyard. There's like a fence and then it's the flower field.
Right.
But I was out there the other day walking with Sammy. And the thing is, I didn't like remember that moment. I always remember that moment. I think about it all the time.
But you didn't remember it being your backyard.
No, I did. I always think about it, but I never talked about it before. So it's just so weird. And then I was walking Sammy, and I was like, it was right here that I had that realization 20 years ago. I had that realization 20 years ago right here. And I was walking the dog, and I was like, I like came full circle. This is like where I belong. And I just have that like in my heart. I'm like, this is totally where I belong.
Knowing.
Yeah. It's just that knowing, but it was so weird. And it's weird that I didn't talk about it, but it's like, you know, it's kind of the same reason why I wake up and text you and Brooke my dreams.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, nobody's going to believe this shit unless I tell you right now.
No, I love that.
You know what I mean?
Keep doing it. Yeah.
But it's like, so in that moment, it's like, I wish I told somebody when I was 18, like standing right here, I know that I can create whatever I want. And I had that like awakening when I was 18 there, and then just so happened to be like that same spot. But anyways, I had to share that. But that's manifesting in a weird way, right? Like it's all of it.
I actually really love that. Yeah, keep sharing those stories.
I know. I don't
those
know why I have good like, little it's nuggets. So weird. I haven't. Yeah.
I have a quick, you know what? I have a little story about connecting with your higher self in times of crisis, but I'm going to save it for Patreon because
ooh, you're such a tease.
I am a tease. You guys, I hope that this was a great introduction to our Manifestation May. I hope you're pumped.
I hope you guys are patrons.
patrons of Patreon. You know what? Join the soul family.
Yeah,
join
because the then you can family. Do the meditation and do the manifesting one. I want you guys to so badly.
Yeah, and we're going to have a lot of fun little videos and tips throughout the month. So join in on the fun. We love you guys
love
so
you.
Much. Please follow us on Instagram at the.soul.spot. And follow me on Instagram. It's my name at Nadia Thorman. And join us on Patreon, patreon.com/thesoulspot. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.